Well, Paddy, all set to go. Is Donegal ready?
Yeah, well, look, no more than any other team in the country, you know. If somebody said, when are you ever ready, the competition starts, we came into the game a little bit later and what might have been made this a little bit easier for us. But, you know, it is as it is. You know, we're relishing it and looking forward to it because I suppose if somebody had given me a bag of names and said, which name do you want to pull out in terms of your first game of football, why wouldn't you want to be playing the All-Ireland champions? And the fact that it's in Ballybofey is a good opportunity for the Donegal GAA community to come out and support the team.
Before we look at that, first of all, and I know you've had quite a few injuries because I was just looking through your team for the McKenna Cup, the two games. You used about 30 players, but there was still a lot of people missing. Maybe you'd give us kind of an update on where we're at with players, who's in, who's out at the moment.
Yeah, well, look, there's a number of players that we're going to be given till the 11th hour in terms of the selection for Sunday. Now,
who's in that category?
Well, I prefer not to mention them, but I can speak to you about the more longer term injuries because, as I say, there's a few lads in that situation. Now, we'll always be guided by, we have a fantastic medical setup there. There's between the physios and led there by Dr. Kevin Moran, who's an outstanding man in terms of the care of these lads. So we're going to have to rely very heavily on that medical advice as to when lads are not just fit, but are match fit. And that takes a little bit of time. Now, at the moment, there would be upwards of four lads that obviously are not going to be in contention for Sunday, you know, and they're all key experienced players like Michael Langan, Oisin Gallen, Kieran Thompson and Paul Brennan. They're all involved in serious rehabilitation programs at the moment, but these games are coming a little bit too quick for them. But it's I would say they'll be ready. It's more a matter of weeks than months. And it's not ideal in your first game, but I mean, you know, in these situations, you have to look at the glass as being half full in the sense that there are other lads who are very, very keen to show what they're worth in terms of Donegal. And that's, you know, obviously it's the league plays that role as well, and that you have to blood players and bring fellas through. So the way we're looking at it is as these lads come back to us, that the panel would be strengthening and strengthening. And that's what you need as you go through the league and into the championship.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, Michael Langan, obviously, and Oisin Gallen, you know, their names, Paul Brennan, probably that we were aware of that have been out for some time. Kieran Thompson seems to be the latest addition.
Yeah, well, Kieran just picked up, and again, without going into the nature of his injury, it was an injury picked up in Uri, and it just needs a bit of rehabilitation, you know, and Kieran, well, like what a player, look at the role he played there in terms of leading his club to county championship. Look, he's an immense guy, lovely fella, you know, very humble player. And like, if anything, I just know that there's a really good year ahead for Kieran. And the same as, you know, young Oisin Gallen there, has the patience of Job, is to say, because he's had a very unfortunate time over the land, not over the last couple of months, but in the last few years with injury. But if we get that lad right, like he is a serious talent, and I think he's grown into that application now as well.
Yeah, Owen Bond-Yeller, Hugh McFadden, how are they?
Yeah, well, these would be a number of lads who didn't play during the McKenna Cup, and it was because they are rehabilitating as well. So, you know, there's going to be calls made about a number of these lads in the coming days and in the coming weeks. And, you know, as I say, it is about them coming back into the squad, but I have to be guided by medical advice and that because, you know, it's particularly in the nature of this sport that is, you have to be careful that your heart doesn't rule your head because you know, we'd put them out there, but it's not something, you know, it's not something that you want to see happen where you put a player out, there's a doubt about his fitness, you have to take him off the field. Then he's in cold storage for another few weeks.
Sean Patton, where is he at?
Sean is improving all the time, you know. He's a key member of the squad, obviously. And you know, Sean, we're monitoring Sean's progress on a day-to-day basis, you know, and we'll be hoping that he's going to be fit sooner rather than later.
Is he in the frame for the weekend?
Until I speak to the medical people this evening, I can't really say that. It wouldn't be fair to say that. We just know for certain. Yeah.
Other names that have been obviously been part of the squad, we haven't seen about them, and there's all kinds of rumours going. Certainly won't be behind the door when there's rumours. Shane O'Donnell, Niall O'Donnell, Padraig Mogan.
Yeah, well, situation. We've spoken with Niall O'Donnell, and Niall is. At the moment, he's rehabilitating. I think it's without saying it, the nature of the injury he has is needing a lot of work at the moment. Until that's right, he won't be able to play county football, you know. And Shane has made it known to us that he wants to take a break from the county football, and we have to respect that. I know he's in Dublin there at the moment, involved with the DCU. But, you know, all of these things are on an open basis. Padraig Mogan, obviously, Padraig's situation is, because he's based in Liverpool, it is obviously a trickier thing to do. We're trying to manage the logistics of that group. But we're in constant communication with him on that.
Would you hope to have him at some stage for the league?
Well, the working out of that is... It's not just a matter of a lad turning up. Pather has very, very high standards, and you know, getting him to the kind of shape that he needs to be in and that he wants to be in is obviously, it's a different kind of a challenge, but we're working on that.
Yeah. We were reading during the week about Jack O'Connor and the problems he had and the injury problems he had and feeling a very weakened team. You've had your problems too, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I we're not feeling sorry for ourselves or anything like that, because look, I'm sure every county management, these are things you have to deal with. They're just issues that come with the territory. You know, you'd like to think sooner rather than later that you're going to have everyone available that you can pick them. But they're the issues that are out there at the moment. You know?
In terms of the league, obviously, it's a pretty tough league. I suppose, with the exception of Dublin, most people feel it's probably the most competitive league, Division One, we've had for quite a few years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's just kind of being aware of the previews that there are on every county. You know, if you're in Division Four, you know, everyone wants to get out of that. Everyone wants to get to Division One, and everyone wants to stay in Division One. And, you know, because you're measuring yourself against the best. There's no team in Division One that doesn't entertain the thought that they should be involved in championship football in Croke Park in July. So everyone would be wanting to put down their marker, you know. For us, particularly the fact that, you know, it's a new setup, it's a new management, the lads getting used to us, and we getting used to them, you know, and the kind of things that we're trying to instill in the team, it takes a bit of time, because habits that have to change take time to change, and, you know, kind of different mindsets and all that's important. You know, success never comes in a straight line. So, you know, we'll deal with whatever is coming our way.
Yeah, Kerry at the weekend, the All-Ireland champions, has got a nice ring to it, especially at home in Ballybuffet.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, you know, from being a child, you're reared on the folklore of Kerry football. They have something very special there. I've had very high regard for Jack O'Connor. I would know Jack back down through the years, and I know the kind of standard and the kind of values that Jack has, and also, you know, what he expects of his players. And it was self-evident there last year with the kind of character that they needed to get through the All-Ireland in the way that they did. So, you know, I know people are saying us, who's going to be on the bus up from Kerry or not? It really can't or doesn't really concern us, because I just know that anyone that's handed a Kerry jersey on Sunday will give their all for Kerry. Obviously, you know, the other side of that is that there has to be a lot of good young lads in Kerry, no more than in our own county here, who will be doing everything they possibly can to stake a place for themselves. And that's what happens in league football.
Yeah. What's the expectation for the league? What would you like to be when you sit down with the last weekend after on the way back from Hyde Park?
Well, you know, when we talk about kind of results and that's kind of uppermost in people's minds, like, starting from Sunday, what I would love to see is an incredible honesty of effort on the part of every lad that's put on the field, and that everyone can see that these lads are going to die for the jersey. People respect that, and good GA people can see that. And if you do that, and we get the kind of performance that the kind that the effort that reflects the effort and energy that's been gone into the team over the last couple of months, if we get that kind of performance, that'll be more than good enough for me.